Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, FLIOA, is speaking out to members of Congress, sharing their take on the severe impact cross-the-board budget cuts could have on the homeland. In the wake of the failure of the Congressional Supercommittee, John Adler is executive director, and he joins us now live with his organization's take on the budget debate. Mr. Adler, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks. My pleasure to be back on.
Now, we've heard a lot about what across-the-board cuts might mean to Homeland Security or to DOD, but specifically for law enforcement, what could happen to you and your group and the folks who work there if these cuts take effect?
It could simultaneously have a severe negative impact on both agency funding as well as those pay and benefit issues that impact the federal law enforcement officers. Our biggest concern is that we want Congress to take pause and really consider the impact. If they do, in effect, implement these severe cuts, they need to understand that the bad guys, the terrorists, the cartels, do not simultaneously take pause to accommodate that negative impact. We need to sustain our complement level at this dangerous point in our history, not reduce it.
And just review for us briefly who comes under the FLIOA group. Is it, for example, TSA people or Capitol Hill police?
We represent 26,000 members from the federal law enforcement community, so we have all of the criminal investigators, the plainclothes components, if you will, under DOJ, DHS, the Inspector General, the civilian military law enforcement components, our land resource management components such as NOAA and Fish and Wildlife, and in total we have about members coming from 65 different federal agencies.
So are you working then with lawmakers to come up with some workaround to ensure that you're spared these cuts?
Yes, we've been making a lot of progress. You know, Congressman Mike Fitzpatrick introduced the SHIELD Act of 2011, which would ensure continued funding in the event of a government shutdown for critical federal law enforcement components as well as active military. We've also had Congressman Meehan during a markup of the attrition bill advocate for us by trying to drive home the point that everyone in Congress needs to recognize how essential sustaining a federal law enforcement presence is towards sustaining protection and for the homeland. And in so doing, he sort of represented our view during his attrition bill markup, which was very important towards sort of educating Congress that sort of swinging a stick at a piñata is not the right way to go about reducing the deficit.
We're speaking with John Adler, executive director of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association. And you mentioned some of the terrorist activities and the overtly violent type of things that federal law enforcement helps protect against. But you mentioned some other agencies where those same law enforcement officers also work in areas of fraud and abuse. So in many ways, it sounds like by cutting back on that, the federal government could be depriving itself of revenue that it would otherwise realize.
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point, too, that a lot of the federal law enforcement agencies that are in harm's way by virtue of what would happen on these automatic across-the-board cuts are actually cost-justified. I mean, they bring in millions and millions of dollars by way of seizures and forfeitures. And if anyone would stop to look at it and simply break it down on a chart, they would see it makes absolutely no sense, not only for the safety of Americans, but for the fact that these agencies are cost-justified. So, yeah, it would certainly be sort of a piling up of ignorance, if you will, to simply blindly engage in across-the-board cuts that will not keep Americans safe.
Well, let's take a larger view of it, if we could. Security, law enforcement, defense have always really, when it came to the budget, been considered sacred. Do you get the impression that that's just no longer the case, that it's not even a matter of just going after everything with a hatchet, but that it's just not considered a sacred cow anymore?
Yeah, I think we're probably more of a cow than we're sacred in terms of the perception of Congress. But no, that's a great point. I mean, unfortunately, that's been lost. And I think the vision is somewhat been reduced by virtue of blindfolds, if you will. I think the soundbite sort of far exceeds the vision. And federal law enforcement is sort of an anonymous feather on the duck in the barrel that's being aimed at. And no one is necessarily taking that look or recognizing how essential the role is of federal law enforcement.
Now, some federal funds, of course, go to state and local law enforcement, but yet those components also work closely and depend on federal law enforcement. So I wonder if there's a state and local angle that you might be working to try to prevent the sequestration from coming to your members.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. I mean, I think it starts off, as Amy said, with the initial perspective of seeing how essential law enforcement is in general, and then breaking it down specifically, looking at what are those specific crimes that federal law enforcement works. You know, and we try to illustrate it by way of a satire we put out, showing that, well, if it's not terrorism, it could be identity theft or corporate fraud or cyber crimes or even the drug cartels or even something as heinous as the sex predators. I mean, these are criminals that operate in real time across state lines. So it's absolutely essential that federal law enforcement work with its state and local counterparts to constantly pursue and capture these folks and not be reduced at all by way of our numbers, our training, and our equipment.
Now, if these cuts do take effect, it won't happen until 2013. That bakes in quite a bit of time for you to take action or to work with people to somehow, I don't know, shore up your resources. What can you do between now and then?
Continue to engage the relevant committees in Congress, ask constituents to call in and let their congressional folks know that law enforcement is an absolute priority, and hopefully both by being vocal and by being reasonable, we will, I guess, better educate Congress and make them aware of the harmful impact of cutting federal law enforcement funding across the board.
Now, you mentioned there's 26,000 members, roughly. Have those numbers been reduced until now? I mean, have the numbers been stable over the last couple of budget cycles?
No, that's a good point, Tom. It has been reduced both by virtue of attrition and hiring freezes. This fiscal year, very few agencies are going to have the funding to hire and bring on new agents. Concurrent with that, we have a lot of people retiring, and largely because they just don't want to stick around and watch their pay and benefits get slashed while, you know, the sound bites get launched about protecting the American public, yet, unfortunately, they think reducing the pay and benefits of government workers is somehow going to balance the deficit. And you look at the pie chart and you can see that law enforcement costs the federal government less than 2% of the overall budget, yet somehow there's a disproportionate, I guess, sharing of that burden, if you will, and that's causing a lot of federal law enforcement officers to retire.
John Adler is Executive Director of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association. Thanks very much for joining us with that update.
My pleasure.